going to share from my heart this morning, just to put you in remembrance, because, you know, we've been through a lot, New Life, this last couple of years. How many know we've been through some changes? Raise your hand. Come on. I've had food, no food, later service, early service, no service because of snow. You know, year before last, I think we missed 3 Sundays. It's the first time in my whole life I've had to cancel church. It was against the law to be on the road. How many remember that? Winter before last, the ice. So, I mean, we've been through some changes. And so I just want to share with you, we were given popcorn testimony. I want to give you a testimony this morning. Just put you in remembrance. Those of you who weren't here or didn't realize, when Terry and I came in 2013, there were 250 applicants for this position. And out of 250 applicants, I was picked. Now, I don't say that to pat myself on the back, because I didn't even know where Rochester was. Tell you the truth, I sent the resume to the church, and y'all didn't contact me for months, so I figured it was full, and I'd go on and do something else. All right, come on. I sent the application in May. And it wasn't until October I heard back from the church, and they sent me a questionnaire. 17 questions I had to fill in. And I carried them around in my Bible for a couple weeks so I could answer it right, a week or so. Answered the questions and sent it back. That was October. I didn't hear anything until December. And by that time, I think I looked Rochester up on the map and went, nah. Middle of nowhere, I wasn't that interested in to begin with. And then I got a call from Kim Meixel. And it was before Christmas, somewhere before Christmas. And Kim said, we've been looking through applications, and we think you're the one, and we'd like to interview you. So there was a little interview that happened, and it was terrible because we did it by Skype, and it didn't work. Got about 10 minutes into the interview, and it failed, so we had to talk by phone. And the board at the time talked to us and afterwards said, hey, we'd like to invite you out. And so it was February, early February, and we came out here. January. It was January the 19th we arrived here, January 19th, 2013. And I've told this story before, but it's so impacted. The Lord reminded me this morning about it, because I got to tell you the truth. I was not impressed with this area. I just tell you honestly. I mean, we lived in a city 10 years. Terry and I are suburbanites. You know, we kind of like the 7-Eleven on the corner, you know, the little convenience store on the corner and the restaurant right down the street, Dunkin' Donuts. And Dunkin' Donuts, which God gave us as a gift. And I unashamedly drink at least 3 cups of those Dunkin' Donut coffees a week. So I got up early morning. I was staying out here at the Quality Inn. It was the Comfort Inn at the time. We're staying at the Comfort Inn. And I got up super early, as I usually do. And I was praying and got ready to run. At that time, I was running quite a bit. So I ran downtown, ran from Comfort Inn all the way to the railroad tracks. How many know where that is? On old North 31 there. Came to the railroad tracks, turned around and ran back. And I was running right past that Chinese restaurant. I was right by there, and there was this tree with a little thing on it, and with a half-eaten corn cob, corn thing. And I'd never seen anything like that. I was raised in the country. We didn't do that in Pennsylvania. We just let them eat whatever they eat, you know. You guys put food out on a tree for them, you know. So I stopped and I looked at this thing, and I was looking. I was being very unspiritual. I wasn't praying, or I was sweating and looking at this thing. And God spoke to me as clear as I've ever heard it. He said, I brought you here. I'm sending you here for revival. I went home and told Terry, went to the hotel room, and I said, Terry, here's what God told me. She said, we haven't even been to the church yet. We hadn't been to the church yet. We were still at the hotel room. Then Steve and Joanne came and took us over to Giretti's, had breakfast at Giretti's, and we came here and met with the team and preached the next day. And God confirmed his word. Amen. We were meeting at the gym at the time, and it's about as many people as there are here today. And we said, when we came, when God spoke to me at the tree, what we had agreed upon is to hear from God. And so we said we weren't going to talk about it until God spoke to both of us. Well, we laugh about it now because God spoke to us before we ever left here, that this is where he was sending us. But, you know, we took turns crying all the way from here to down to the airport in Indy. Terry would cry, and I was crying because she was crying, and she'd cry because I was crying, that kind of thing. And got onto the plane and got home. We were living in North Carolina at the time. Nice weather. Nice weather. Got back from February here to February, North Carolina, which you have to hear God that you're supposed to go to Rochester. How many know? And so, make a long story short, even shorter, 3 weeks later, we were living here. Not 3 weeks. God said, go. We said, okay. We were here by February 17th. Living in Rochester, in a little old house over on Spear Street. That was big enough you had to back into the bathroom. Yeah. That was the only thing that was available to us. But God has not changed his mind, and I want to freshen your memories for those that you were here, those of you who were here, and maybe give you for the first time what God intended. Now, God could have picked anybody. I'm just a servant of God. I'm not here because I'm special. But God chose me and chose you to be here for this time. So I want to give you new eyes and new ears of where we're at. We are an apostolic fivefold ministry believing church. We believe in the gifts and the fruits for today. We believe that God wants to raise up an army. We believe that God wants to raise up a church. We believe in signs, wonders, and miracles. And we have worked overtime to become part of the community and to work with other churches, which God has so honored me by allowing me to have friends with other people in the community, other pastors in the community. May we just texted each other this morning again. Love these guys. But each one of us have a flavor. And our flavor here is full gospel, healing, baptism in the Holy Spirit, tongue-talking, crazy people. Yeah. Come on, somebody. I say that flippantly, but you know what I mean. I hope you hear my heart. Power of God. We believe in the power of God. And close here, there's nothing like it. And so we need to believe that we can be impactful and bring the people here that God wants here. How many know God wants to grow his church? Anybody who says that's not true, they don't read their Bibles. God's first sovereign act after the baptism in the Holy Spirit was to multiply from 120 to 3,000. Now, I want you to have good eyes and good ears, and then I'm going to let you go home and pray. We've been through some changes. Look, we have been through thick and thin together. I appreciate you being here. And I don't know what this is about, you know, you could, this tactic about coming one Sunday and missing two or three. I don't understand that. But it's something. It's a trend that's happening, and I get that. But I think it can change. Because my prayer is that God would speak to you as he spoke to me. If you're coming here to New Life, New Life's journey is revival-oriented. We want to see the lost come back. We want to see the prodigal come back and the lost one to Christ. That's what we're about here. That's what we pray about here. Some of us walk the property believing this. How many of you know we have 8 acres of property? You see out here? That fence over there? Our property runs all the way there. We're the one of the only churches in town that have a full basketball court. Rubber floor. Come on, somebody. We've got facilities enough to put classrooms everywhere before we ever built anything on it. Come on, someone. And we've tried. We've advertised. We've prayed. We've fasted. We moved from the big room to this room. We changed times. We've done everything to line up with God's will to be the church that God called us to be. Come on, somebody. But we need everybody. We need you. You're here for a purpose. He just didn't call Rick Smell from Charlotte, North Carolina. He called you to be part of this church, to unpack. Some of you could lead worship up here. It's time. Some of you could teach children's church. It's time. All of you could mentor somebody else. It's time. We need to disciple. We need to mentor. We need to grow. This is what this church is all about. And if you're uncomfortable with that, God bless you. But I don't think you are because you keep coming back. But we need to believe God together for effectiveness. We don't do this because there's nothing else to do. We do this because God has called us to do it. Terry and I are here because God called us to be here for this moment in time. We'll look back on this time and go, God, I can't believe. There are people that are leaving here and driving an hour and a half to the nearest church that believes apostolically in fivefold ministry as we do. Down in Lafayette. How many know there are people that need to be a part of what we're doing here? We need to pray them in. Now I have, you know, we have something called small church-itis. It's a communicable disease. That's, we like it the way it is. We like our size. We like our people. But how many know we've got to get uncomfortable? Because God's got a lot of people he wants to bring in. And I don't care what the trends say. It's not, God is not into the local church. He is into the local church. I believe in church unity. I believe that, you know, but I'm not, I want to say crazy. I do not believe God wants to make one huge church in each community. Just not going to happen. But I am praying for every church to be packed to the full, including this church. And that's why we're here. Every time we want to resign, we resign. We say, God, I remember. God reminds me every week of that. Every week I drive past and God reminds me, I've sent you here for revival. And my thing is, I'm coming up on 7 years. I said, God, 7 years ago you told me that. Where is it? Now, I'm sharing my heart. I'm unpacking today. But I look out there and I see suitcases under your chairs. Some of you. You're not too sure. You keep your suitcase packed. You know, God might call me to go somewhere else. I'm asking you to unpack your suitcase. Make this the church you always wanted a church to be. You're important. God's called you here. Come on, somebody. You have leadership that loves you. One of the things about this church is that people always say is that we love each other, but that love needs to go deeper and spending time outside these four walls. We're going to create some things. Terry and I are talking about doing some things at the house. Just need to hang out together, get to know one another, disciple one another, more than just on gathering time. Come on, somebody. And when you don't see somebody for a couple weeks, pick up the phone. Pick up this thing and call them and say, hey, man, I missed you. Let's go for a cup of coffee. Let's, you know, come on, someone. Can I be real with you? Come on. We just lost somebody because they said they didn't think anybody cared about them. Oh, we're a loving church. We didn't reach out far enough. Come on, someone. Now, that may be their problem. I'm not saying it's our fault, but I'm saying we need to pay attention to that. We need to embrace one another, love one another. Come on, someone. What worked in the church of Acts, I'm reading through the book of Acts right now. I'm a big believer in reading through the book of Acts really fast. Don't stop to study it, just read it. And I'm reading where the disciples had all things in common and they broke bread and went from house to house. Community. Same root word as communion. We have community with one another. You're my family. I pray for you all the time. I can't wait. When I miss being here, I can't wait to get here. I just love you guys. And we need to show that love to this community. Amen. That we're a part of in this county, in this area. I believe God wants this to be a regional hub. I really do. We've got the facilities. Come on, someone. No reason we shouldn't be growing. None. But the enemy is attacked. He's attacked our music since I got here. Can I just be real? He's attacked our worship since I got here, since day one. Tremendous attack on worship. You know why? Because God inhabits the praises of his people and worship tears down the enemy's strongholds. That's why. And he's attacked the young people since I got here. Young people that were on fire for the Lord that now are using drugs. When I got here, were on fire for the Lord. They're now drug users. Come on, someone. Had a youth pastor on staff here for how many years? Gone. Talk about the attack. The attack is real. Right away, we point fingers and say, well, it's your fault, it's your fault, it's that fault. It's the enemy. And if fault lies at the door, let's let that behind us. Forgetting those things that are behind, we press on, we press in, we press through. We get what God has got us here for. Because he didn't send me anywhere else. He's not sending me anywhere else. I'm stoking the coals, man. God spoke this morning. Come on. Help me with momentum, please. When you feel like staying home, don't come, please. Please, I'm asking you, please. When you see somebody that's not here, invite them. This is vitally important. People say, well, you know, it's not that important to come every week. If we have to change time, I don't know what has to happen. But we need to gather back together, adhesive group of people that have the plan in mind. Go back, get on the website, find out what our vision is, our purpose. It hasn't changed. We're looking up to God. We exalt God in praise and worship. Come on, someone. We encourage one another. We evangelize the lost. Tell somebody about Christ. We equip the saints for the work of the ministry. One thing I promise you here, you'll always have the Word of God. We're not preaching ideas. We're preaching the Word of God. We're getting ready to start in the book of Ephesians. I'm developing a handout workbook for you that you'll be able to look at for the rest of your life. Ephesians, one of the best books. I'm telling you, you are going to get the gospel according to Jesus Christ when you come here. And you can guarantee that for people that you invite here. No, we don't have everything in place, but we can. I don't know how more honest I could be. I'm just sharing. I'm just unpacking to you today. I actually like Rochester now. Can you believe it? I first got here to Rochester, I went. It was funny because my worship pastor's wife came to see us. And she was driving over here and she called me about a half an hour out. She said, "Where are all the streetlights at?" And then she said, "Is there a mall near anywhere?" Yeah, I said, "An hour and a half away." Come on, someone. I actually love this community. God's called us to this community. And He's called you to the community, or you wouldn't be here. You're our family. I have family up in New York and family down in South Carolina. I've got grandkids that are being raised without me. I miss them so much. Miss them so much. You're my family. We've been called here for a purpose and a reason. I know this is maybe melodramatic to some. Some of you guys are going, "Oh, brother." Just listen. God has called us for a purpose and given us a purpose to be here. Extending His kingdom is the most precious thing we could ever be called to do. Most precious thing. And we're not asking for your whole lives. We're asking for a few hours a week to get involved in extending what God wants to do from New Life Church. I'm honored to be a part of a prophetic conference. I'll be going to speak with prophets, apostles from all over the world. There are 69 of us that will be gathering. And I know I'm coming back with something. Amen. Know I'm coming back with something. But I'm coming back to you guys. I love you. I love you so much. And I know you love me. You love my wife. Let's do it. Can we? Yeah. Some mistakes have been made. Some hurt has been. If you've been hurt, get it right. If you've been hurt by somebody in this congregation, go get it right with them now. Don't let things happen. Man, go give them a hug and say, "Let's forget yesterday. Start all over again." God has made us a family. We are a family, as every church should be. And please forgive us if we've overlooked you or done anything. It was not our intent. Some of us trying to juggle things, and, you know, I love Kim Meixel so much. Kim has been just holding it together, praying about finances and stuff. You need to thank Kim for all the work he does. Man, I'll tell you what, he does strong work here. I'll be announcing over the next few weeks a little thing called Tithely, Tithely. And for those of you who can't be here every Sunday, you miss once in a while, you could set up your tithing with Tithely. It takes about 5 minutes to set it up. It's an app. And I even set mine. I give every week. Don't have to write a check. Comes out on Friday, and it just comes out of my account. And I chose to pay. It cost me just a little over a dollar to give. So I eat that. If you don't want to eat that, the church will eat that. But we'll be announcing that, showing a film about that in a couple of weeks, and be giving you some instructions for those who are like slow like I am. It took me a while to get used to Tithely, but it is really an easy app. And other things that we'll be doing. We're going to have gatherings at the house, times, excuses to get together, invite somebody out for lunch. Come on, someone. Can we do it? Is that all right? You didn't get a sermon today, but you got me talking at you for a little bit. Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I thank you for new life. I thank you that in our very name is our vision. You give us new life every moment. God, we embrace that. Father, forgive us for missing the point, missing the mark in the past. God, we want to embrace what you're calling us to do. Lord, we thank you for the new people that are here. They had to put up with all of this. But thank you, God, I believe you've called each and every one to your purpose and your plan. We thank you. I ask blessings on each family represented here, that you would give them far exceedingly abundantly, more than they could ever ask or hope for, according to your loving kindness and mercy. Father, I thank you for the testimony this morning. Thank you for the prayer this morning, God. Lord, you've reminded us all morning. We thank you. You're so faithful for that. We give you all the glory and the praise and the honor. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.